sometimes imagine that the only way that someone can say, join and follow my example, is that, you know, they've really got it together and just executed perfectly. But Paul will, in fact, say the very opposite of that in Philippians 3:12. He will tell us that he's not yet attained. And the thing that he wants us to imitate in this context is his pursuit credentials in Judaism. We come up with our own seven things. Well, you know, I've ticked all the boxes. We need to remember the Lord's name. Luke chapter 17, verse 10. So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded, you say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
tells a story about a guy who slipped off the edge of a cliff, and he's hanging onto a root, and it's starting to pull loose, and he's screaming. Is there anybody up there? He hears his voice from above, and he says, have faith and let go. Is there anybody else up there? Okay, that's what Paul's telling us here. He's telling us to have faith and let go. And that's a little scary. But let's look at what we're grabbing hold of. Paul says he's given up on righteousness derived from law based on, you know, his own accomplishments. And he's going to trust Christ for that. So that